and welcome to the Beer Nuts Productions podcast. My name is Goff, and today I am joined by a very special guest. This man has been acting since he was little. He's been in a ton of different productions. We're going to talk about them all. It's Craig Ingham, ladies and gentlemen. How are you doing today, Craig?
G'day, Goff. G'day to all the listeners on the Beer Nuts podcast. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, that's good. Hopefully you still say that in 20 minutes' time. Now, the obvious first question, obviously, is why choose acting? What was it about acting?
Well, I realised that at a young age, I just loved the fantasism of being someone that you are not normally. So the fact that you can actually be a nice person, or you could be a serial killer, or you could just be the boy next door, was completely different from how I grew up. So it was pretty good.
That's good. Very good indeed. Now, you have done many productions. You've done quite a few over the last 18 months or so. One in particular that I want to chat about is The Slaughterhouse Killer.
Yes.
Now it's a bit of a horror, a bit of a blood and guts kind of an affair. Tell us a little bit about The Slaughterhouse Killer. Who'd you play?
Well, in The Slaughterhouse, thanks for that, mate. In The Slaughterhouse Killer, I play Box. And Box is the title character, and he runs around basically Tasmania slaughtering people. So it's a different take, though, because it's not your traditional serial killer type movie. This particular movie is an in-depth psychological take on what the serial killer goes through, which is me. So it's done big business in the States, sells out on DVDs all over the place through Amazon, and we're only excited. I'm going to drop a bomb right now. We're about to release right here for Halloween on Binge and Foxtel.
Well, it's a shame that this podcast won't drop until next year.
Oh, there you go.
I'm joking. was it fun filming a film like that?
Yeah, look, it was, but it was also a little bit harrowing too, because the psychological input you got to do. I mean, there was days there where we were shooting in a live abattoir and we actually got to see a live killing of what happens in an abattoir. There was days there where in the script my character has to kill a child. Oh my gosh, I had to debrief a lot. It was great doing it, but wow, you have to put yourself in that different perspective.
Fair enough. Now, do you have a favourite type of genre? Because you have done a bit of everything. You've done comedy and drama and horror and thriller and all sorts of stuff. Is there something that you really enjoy? When you get a script, you're like, gee, I hope it's a this.
Yeah. And it's comedy, which is why, I mean, really, really blessed that I've done four productions now with Beer Nuts, four films. And, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, make you feel good or anything, but that last script, which is, of course, Kristen Victoria, the biography of a star. Well, it's the other way around, isn't it? Biography of a star, Kristen Victoria. My character in that, I just laughed and laughed and laughed. The whole script, I laughed. Comedy is a universal language. You should not take yourself too seriously at all. And when you have comedy and you have a great script and it's written well, you can then put all of your might as your character into that and hopefully make someone smile, because life's too short, man.
No, I couldn't agree more. And being as you very kindly mentioned it, let's talk about Biography of a Star, Kristen Victoria. Who did you play?
I played an interesting character. He was Glenn Baker Johnson Jackson III. This particular guy is a bit of an art critic, but bit of an art dealer, but he also loves himself too. But he's also got lots of different things going on in his world where he doesn't know whether he is 100% right or wrong, but he just goes with it.
And what was this is obviously the fourth Beer Nuts Productions film that you've done. You were also in the personal trainer, A Day in the Life of a Personal Trainer. You were a immigration officer in How to Land That Dream Job, and you were also, you had a little cameo in Book Club as well. What is it like? Why do you keep coming back to Beer Nuts Productions?
Just the money.
Fair enough. No. you mean the nothing that I pay you?
Another, yeah. No, like I said, dude, I really love the scripts. They're all very funny. Speaking about personal trainer, that particular scene with me and Katie in the locker room was just hilarious. I just laugh to this day about it, you know.
Well, I mean, the funny part about that, for those folks who were, if you download the film, obviously, and you watch it and you'll see that scene. So Craig and Katie, who played the personal trainer, having sex in a toilet cubicle. The humorous part behind the scenes, this is going behind the scenes now, Craig. The humorous part was a guy came into the locker room, because it's an actual working public toilet block.
Yeah.
A guy came in and he's like, I really need to go to the bathroom. I'll be really quiet while you're filming.
I remember this.
And I'm like, well, okay, if you need to poo, you got to poo, you know? So he goes in there and he's quietly taking a dump while we're filming you and Katie having sex in the locker room next door. It was, and then when we finished, he comes out and says, oh, that was really funny.
Well, me banging on the dunny door, I think. You know, I think that was hilarious.
It was very, very funny indeed. So those four, and of course, you're coming up in another Beer Nuts Productions classic very shortly as well, The Guide to a Perfect Wedding. You'll be able to see Craig has got a little cameo in there as well. You'll see his big bald head pop up in that particular piece as well. You're looking forward to more projects, Craig?
Number five. Looking forward to this particular character. It's a cameo, but it's a very integral part of the script, and very, very excited to play this character, but I'm not going to give anything away. You have to download, what are we calling it?
It's A Guide to a Perfect Wedding.
Guide to a Perfect Wedding. It's available next week.
Next week? You're a dickhead. What are we calling it? You don't have a say. What are we calling it?
I actually wrote the byline for it. Yeah, sure.
It's out next week. Well, I have no choice but to release this on November such and such now. Thank you very much, Craig. All right, now, you bloody fool. Now,
I thought that'll get you.
No, we'll edit all this out later. Now,
sure.
Now, if there's any youngsters who are listening who are interested in the arts, you know, and thinking, oh, maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't, can you give them a little bit of advice on how to give themselves a push start to give themselves the best opportunity to be successful in this line of work?
Yeah, look, definitely. First of all, find out if it's for you. And what I mean by that is go do a lot of theatre at school, do all your school plays, all that sort of stuff, and then jump into amateur theatre. It's the best training ground that you can do. Do what I did. I did amateur theatre. I also then did voice elocution lessons. I then did radio, trained in all of that because I wanted to become a full-round entertainer. So do your little bits, then get an agent. Start off as an extra and get a good agent, but don't spend a lot of money. This is what a lot of people don't know. Just to do extra work, you don't have to spend gazillions on photographers and makeup artists and all that. You just take a selfie with a cell phone, mobile phone, and you can go get some extra work, and it will give you a start. So that's just the basics.
No, that's really good advice, really good advice. And how are we going to find a good agent? Because there's a lot of fraudsters out there, Craig.
Oh, there are. Look, a good agent, just simply ask around. Ask when you go to do, like, short films with film schools or particular people like yourself for that. Just ask around. Ask the talent you're working with. Who are you represented by? Are they any good? Do a bit of a Google search. My agent, I just love it a bit. She looks after me and does a wonderful job. So find your fit. Not every agent is a right fit for you. So make sure you find the fit and make sure that you have a good relationship.
That's good. Very good advice indeed. Now, one thing you do as well outside of acting and stuff is you host quiz nights and do that sort of stuff. Now, do you find that's sort of important in regards to, obviously, you need to do a lot of improv with that kind of stuff because you don't know what folks are going to yell out at you and all that sort of stuff. Do you find that's a sort of good little practicing kind of thing for, like, if you go to an audition, an old mate says, Craig, I want you to do such and such. You know, you're fast at thinking on your feet because you do things like quiz nights and stuff as a side project. Does that help you?
Yeah, mate, it does. It's basically a two-hour stand-up gig. Basically, when you're doing trivia, like I just did another one last night, I'm doing one tonight, where you're doing a show. Like the biggest problem is when you're an entertainer, or when you're a person who actually just goes and sees a show, you sit down and you want to be entertained. You know, so you might go see the best balloon twister, or you might see an unbelievable actor, but they're not entertaining. So people want to be entertained. So if you can turn that into a stand-up show, particularly with trivia, And it gives you all of that you need for auditions and film. But I've drawn a lot of characters from my trivia nights when I've actually gone onto film.
That's cool, man. That's cool. And so what about how do you keep your acting muscles sharp? So you haven't had an audition for a couple of weeks or whatever, and you don't want to get lazy at all. You need to keep your mind sharp. What are some other good tips and techniques to keeping your acting muscles sharp?
Another great question. Go to as many movies as you can. Watch as many movies as you can. Open up magazines and just start to read them to get your vocal linguistic... Vocal linguistics moving.
Maybe you need to try a bit of that.
Yeah, Graham. Maybe I need to try a bit of that in the morning. But also to just play act when you're in the car by yourself. Like start like yelling at yourself in a different character or a different accent or like, what are you doing there, you bloody idiot? Oh, I don't know. I'm just sitting here. Oh, yeah. You know, and just have these conversations. It makes wonderful fodder for people in the traffic lane next to you.
I would imagine it would. People think you're completely cocoa bananas. Now, how important is it for an actor, again, sort of to have, you know, creative outlets outside of, like, their acting job, but to have other outlets to sort of release that sort of creativity? How important do you reckon that is?
I think for me it's very important. Look, you've got to have a mental finesse about you. So you can't go play a serial killer if you haven't sort of had an expression of outlet to get rid of all of that angst and rubbish, or take it in as well. So you might want to go to a fight night before you go see play a serial killer. You might want to go see some Muay Thai boxing or something like that. Or if it's a comedy, you might want to go and watch Mary Poppins, something like that. You got to have creative outlets, even to swim in the ocean. I'm very big naturalist, so I love going walking on the beach, hugging a tree. I actually do that, and I thank the tree for being there and connecting yourself. So it's very important that you're zen within yourself so you can be these multiple personalities.
That's really cool, man. That's really, and also, does the quiz nights also help with that kind of stuff? Because it gives you a chance to go, brah, you know, just, you know, let loose and have a bit of fun. Like, is that another sort of reason why you do the quiz nights as well, is to just, you know, it's a fun outlet as well as being a paid gig. It's just a really fun thing to do. And you get to, like I say, you just get to go, you know, rah, and have a bit of a good time.
The thing about the quiz nights is you've got to have confidence. So whether it's a character like in any one of the movies we've done or any of the other stuff I've done, if you don't have confidence moving forward, and that only comes with lots of rehearsal and lots of gigs, so therefore you can have fun. If you don't have fun and go rah and have a lot of fun with it, people just see it as a job. And if you've done that, then you've lost your audience. Yeah. So it's the same with everything we've done. I mean, last time we filmed, we spent, 32 hours giggling and 1 hour filming.
Well, you might have spent 32 hours giggling. I'm pretty much out of gutful by then. No, I'm kidding. It's always fun working with you, Craig. It really is. So we are coming to the end of this blockbuster of an interview, Craig. Is there any other? Oh, I know something else I meant to ask you earlier when we were talking about The Slaughterhouse Killer. You've also done Young Rock, which who'd you play on Young Rock? What was all that about?
Okay, so Young Rock came about after multiple auditions, and very quickly, that's actually pretty harrowing in itself because you've actually got to pass the 5 audition stage. So number one, it's like lottery if you actually get an audition. And number two, if you actually win it, it's like winning the $80 million Powerball. But then once you've got it, you've got to go through 5 different stages of testing on it.
Which are what?
Oh, gosh. The agents in Sydney, who are actually the casting directors in Sydney. You've then got to go to, it's NBC in America. They've got to tick off on it. You've then got to go through to Dwayne Johnson's personal production company, 7 Bucks Productions. He's got to tick off on it. You've then got to do wardrobe. They've got to tick off on it. But the most important thing is, because it's an American production, you had to have your standard American dialect. Mm-hmm. And if that wasn't to par, you had to pass it with a dialect coach. And if that wasn't to par, they'll either help you or perhaps you're not suitable for the role. So, but I actually played Carl in that, which was really cool. And Carl was an office worker working alongside, in the storyline, The Rock's mum. And we're selling holidays. So it was actually pretty good. We filmed it, my part, we filmed over 3 or 4 hours just for different angles and, you know, what it's like and all that sort of stuff. But it was pretty good. But unfortunately, because of being Carl, in season 1, I can't come back from a season 2 unless they
bring back Carl.
Yeah, but it's a different timeline in his life. So,
well, that's a shame. Hey, here's another question. You were talking about doing the American accent, the dialogue. Can you give any? Because obviously, we do a lot of American, not Beer Nuts Productions, but generally speaking on the coast, there's a lot of American productions come through here. Mm. And so a lot of the actors need to learn how to do American accents. Are there any good tips for anybody out there who wants to do a successful American accent? Anything that's going to help them along?
Yeah, definitely. Again, go back to your movies and start to realize how they actually speak. So sometimes, like, the word car is car. We say car, but they say car. So sometimes they actually swallow the first, swallow the last bit of the word, but long the middle of it. So like, oh my gosh, really? I had no idea. Wow, you look so amazing. You know, and we would say, oh my gosh, really? I have no idea. It looks so amazing. So it's just knowing and where you're comfortable with it and the palate and how you pronounce certain words.
I remember when I did, because I actually did an American accent course, like back when I was like 20. Mm. And I remember the dude always saying, you got to speak from the back of your throat. Americans speak from the back of the throat. So I'll give it a, I haven't done it for so long. So it's like, hey, how are you? No, that's no good at all. But you got to speak from the back of your throat.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That was really good.
So that's, and I would always use that phrase before I would try my American accent, because it would remind me to, you got to speak from the back of your throat.
That's a great accent you got there. And then once you've done that, you can do Southern, and people talk a lot like that down the South. And, you know, so you can start to play when you got those sort of things. But the trick is, and this is why you should do this driving, you should actually go from, you know, the sky to an American to whatever, like bang, 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 bang in the car, because it gives you an idea.
Absolutely. And also, I think also it would be a good idea because in an audition, obviously my audition process is a lot different, but usual audition process, they can throw a lot of things at you. And so you've got to be really fast on your feet, and they can do what you do in the car, for example, is something you may have to do at an audition. Is that a fair comment?
100%. I mean, every time I audition for you, it's stipulated I have to wear a mankini for the audition. I don't know what that's about, but I have to think of my feet.
You're a very handsome man, Craig. No doubt about that.
I have my bright green fluoro, especially mankini, for auditions for Beer Nuts.
That's and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Now, that film is released tomorrow.
Fair enough. And so we'll get you out of the studio now because I've just about had enough. So
fair enough.
No, I'm only joking. So if you do, actually, if people want to learn more about Craig Ingham, you got to, how about this? Have you got anything coming up, Craig? Anything in the works that people might want to be able to tune into? Anything that I might have missed out on that you've got coming up?
Yes, mate. So lots, actually. Thanks for not doing the research. Number.
My pleasure.
I'm kidding, mate.
Research is for losers.
I've got a film that's just released in the States called IA, or IA, A Wrathful Soul. And it was with a production company here. We shot at Western Queensland. It's just done 37 awards around the world, and it's just dropped on Netflix. It's one of the in the top 10 in Netflix in the States, and soon to be here too. So that's exciting. And of course,
what's it called again, just so people know?
IA. It's an old Indian word for vagrant. So aye. IA, it's a supernatural thriller, suspense horror, and I play Michael in that film. He's a grave digger.
Fair. You do seem to go for the darker kind of roles, don't you? They seem to cast you for that sort of stuff quite often.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I've got a face a mother would love.
Well, I don't know. I think you've more got a face that I wouldn't get tired of punching. But anyway,
that could be another film. Oh, do you want to do it?
What's that?
Like people we want to punch.
Well, it'd just be you for half an hour standing in front of a camera. So, well, ladies and gentlemen, that does bring us to the end of the... Oh, so my original question, where can people find you? If people want to learn more about Craig Ingham, where can they go? What can they do?
Oh, okay, cool. So this sounds very narcissistic. Don't mean it to be at all, but just Google me. Just Google Craig Ingham. You'll see my IMDb page pop up. You'll see my websites pop up, all that sort of stuff. So just type in Craig Ingham, Ingham like chickens, into the dear old Google, and you'll find me there.
Fair enough. Well, make sure you do that, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, you can see Craig on beernutsproductions.com as well. But that does bring us to the end of the...
So sad. I wanted to talk for hours.
Well, that makes one of us. So make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a friendly comment, rate and review. 5 stars is always good. You'll give this episode 5 stars, won't you, Craig?
Oh, definitely, because I'm in it.
Yes. But he's not narcissistic at all. So, and of course, Beer Nuts Productions is your one-stop shop for all your entertainment needs. So until next time, we will talk to you then.
Bye.